today we're going to be talking about MLB doctoring videos, a lawsuit against Adidas, the 2025 NFL Draft, and of course, Snoop Dogg. It's Tuesday, May 2nd. I'm senior writer Owen Poindexter, and this is Front Office Sports Today. We have a pretty fun interview coming up, but first let's take a tour of the sports world. Green Bay is the favorite to land the 2025 NFL Draft, with an announcement expected to come later this month. Green Bay has never hosted a Super Bowl and probably never will, because the big game is almost always in locations that are warm in February, when Green Bay's average temperature is below freezing. The fact that Green Bay has an NFL team in the first place is great, because if it didn't, no one would be saying there should be one there. Milwaukee maybe, but not the 295th largest city in the U.S. by population. Over to the 45th largest city in the U.S., Friday was the Oakland A's first home game since it came out that the team had secured a deal for land in Las Vegas, and fans showed up to cheer the team and protest the owner.
Fisher sucks! Fisher sucks! Fisher sucks!
During the game, A's first baseman Ryan Noda, who has been something of a pleasant surprise on a team that has had very few pleasant surprises, hit a home run to right field, where there happened to be a lot of fans holding signs that said things like "sell the team" and "Fisher out" and "Cavall equals liar." On the original broadcast from NBC Sports, the signs were quite visible. On the clip from MLB's highlight page, the signs were cropped out. The Streisand effect is when someone attempts to cover something up, and by doing so, draws much more attention to that thing than they otherwise would have gotten. And MLB absolutely Streisand affected themselves by editing that video. There were articles about this on local and national news sites, and people were dunking on MLB for this on social media all weekend. MLB reinstated the original video and put out a statement saying, quote, "We were unaware of the edit. When it came to our attention, we corrected it as it isn't consistent with our policy." And sure, for all we know, this could have been a singular act by a random employee. But let's remember that MLB fired Ken Rosenthal, who is probably the most dignified and respected MLB journalist working today, after Rosenthal published an article critical of the league during the CBA negotiations last year. Also, if there is one person who seems incapable of saying a single bad thing about A's owner John Fisher, it's MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, who has put the blame squarely on Oakland politicians during this saga. One more thing here. Twitter user Vitamin D, who is a real estate developer and A's fan, dug up a loan filing from 2020 in which both the A's and the San Jose Earthquakes, the MLS team also owned by Fisher, were put up as collateral. Hard to know exactly what that means, but it feels like one of those details we could be remembering later, depending on how this whole thing plays out. Now, crossing the border to Ottawa, Snoop Dogg is joining a group bidding for the Ottawa Senators. That group is LA-based Nico Sports, which is aiming to be the first majority Black ownership group in the NHL. The group, which also includes Adidas executive Daniel Cherry, told Front Office Sports that more celebrity names could be announced ahead of the bid deadline, which is on May 15th. They're going up against another group that includes Sacramento Kings owner Vivek Ranadive and actor and Wrexham FC co-owner Ryan Reynolds. Bidding is expected to be in the neighborhood of $1 billion. And finally, Adidas executives are also in the news for a different reason. The company is being sued by some of its investors who said that Adidas executives knew that Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, was a volatile, risky person to be doing business with as far back as 2018, and investors were purposefully deceived on the matter. Legally, I have no idea who is in the right here, but yeah, a lot of us knew that Kanye was a hot mess 5 years ago. Adidas cut off ties with Ye in October after he said some very offensive things in public. The company said it lost $633 million in Q4 sales alone and could take a $1.27 billion hit in 2023 from not selling existing stock. Up next, I spoke to Bay Frazier, the agent and business partner of Carmelo Anthony and the president and CEO of the newly launched Vayner Basketball. This is the basketball wing of the agency created by Gary Vaynerchuk. We had a great conversation about how he and Gary V plan to make waves in the NBA, and we'll have that one right after this. Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. Everything they need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/frontoffice. That's netsuite.com/frontoffice. All right, I am joined now by Vayner Basketball President and CEO Bay Frazier. Welcome, Bay.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So to start, let's just start real basic. What is Vayner Basketball and why does it exist?
Vayner Basketball, it's a new platform under Vayner Sports. So as you know, Vayner already has gaming, MMA, baseball, and football.
So yeah, this is like the representation agency started by Gary Vaynerchuk. What differentiates the Vayner Sports representation from other agencies?
What actually caught my attention and what I liked about it, of course, is Gary V, of course, with the media aspect of it. You know, the media ad agency with Gary's social media presence. But, you know, with that combination, you know, the platform was perfect. Like, basketball is what they were missing, and I didn't understand why they didn't have it at the time. But, you know, we spoke on it. We had a great vibe, and basketball is the next big thing at Vayner Sports.
Yeah, and talk to me a bit about the competitive field for basketball representation. Obviously, there's some huge names in there already. Do you see enough space in that market to find a spot for yourselves and make a name for yourselves in basketball?
Absolutely. It's. I mean, you know, basketball is never going to stop. Players are always going to, you know, be there and keep producing players. So I think it's enough for everyone. But this space, ours is a little different. You know, Vayner Basketball is going to be a little different. It's more boutique-ish. Well, we have to start there anyway, but it's more boutique-ish, smaller. We can kind of, you know, give more attention to our guys. And with Gary's accomplishments, achievements, and his presence, that social media presence, because I'm a more laid-back guy. So that presence for him being outgoing and bringing him in, we kind of, you know, weigh each other out. So it's like an even level between the both of us. And we get the right team together, I think we just blow this out of the park.
Yeah, Gary Vee, he's such a unique figure, both in the sports world and just in the media world generally, where he's kind of like built this brand around himself, just as being this kind of like uplifting every man in a way I find kind of fascinating. What's it like having him at the helm for these efforts?
Oh, it's great because, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years now, and being able to be in a room and being at these presentations and having Gary, that type of, you know, that, like you're saying, he's an uplifting guy. He hits every corner you need, you know what I mean, from media, from sports, from his social media presence, from investments to, you know, so he hits everything that you need for the client, your player per se, everything he would want.
Yeah. And how is it that you ended up being the guy to lead this new effort here in the NBA?
Well, it kind of just came out of left field. I'll use that baseball term. A good friend of mine was actually working as well. I brought him in with me, Joe Middleton. He had a meeting, previous Zoom with them on some other business with Gary and AJ about some football dealings. And he was just wondering, like, you know, he was awestruck. Like, I see this powerful entity you have, but what's up with basketball? And they was like, oh, that, you know, that's one of our first loves, but we have to find the right partnership. And he was like, I got the guy for you, but I'm not going to say anything. Let me talk to him first. So when he brought it to me, I was a little hesitant. I knew Gary through my guy, Carmelo. That was the only way I knew him. And we set up a Zoom, and we hit it off. I'll never forget the day because it was Valentine's Day, you know, February 14th.
Good Valentine.
Good vibe, Valentine's Day.
And is Carmelo, did you represent him for his whole career? Yeah, yeah. So is he involved with this at all?
Well, he's always going to be involved if I'm involved. Mm-hmm. You know, any venture I'm in that he wants a part of, any venture that he's in I want a part of, it works, you know, goes hand in hand. So he's always, you know, my support.
Yeah, and how has that relationship with Carmelo Anthony kind of impacted your, and just like helped you understand how these business dealings in the NBA work?
Yeah, you know, being Melo, watching him up, Melo been like a little brother to me since he was like 15. So we came into this business, the NBA, everything at the same time. I helped him create Melo Enterprises. I created Frazier Management, our companies, personal companies that we had back in 2003. So we went through, you know, the bumps and the roads, everything together. And he has grown so much and matured. Like his off business, you know, off the court businesses have just sprouted over the last few years. And, you know, at some point you're going to have to, you know, call it quits. So this platform was like perfect. And all my experience with dealing with different agencies and different business dealings with him, from shoe contracts to his NBA contract to other, you know, situations, have helped us both grow. So I kind of learned on the, you know, on the fly.
For an agent, how much of that, you know, like sneaker deals, whatever else, sponsorships, how much of that is the job of an agent, as, you know, compared to like just your contract?
Well, it all depends on the athlete. So you got different tiers of athletes and players. So all of them aren't as, you know, grateful, or have things aren't as plentiful as to some. You know, Melo came in that era, you know, it was Melo and Braun. So those things were a lot more. He kept his kind of, you know, he kind of, you know, went up, he plateaued up. So, you know, some guys come in on a lower level, go up, some just stay even keel, but his kind of, you know, things were more plentiful. So when you do those deals, NBA contract is the NBA contract. If you do what you're supposed to do on the court, you get rewarded for it. We already know what's coming. And then, you know, you got things that can happen off the court that could change that, you know, trajectory. But for the most part, you know, you get those deals. You get the corporate deals. You get the good sneaker deals if you're on that type of level.
And those deals, of course, are now making their way into college sports through NIL. Is that going to be a piece of the puzzle for Vayner basketball?
Absolutely. So now these deals, it goes to, you know, the new NIL. That space even enters into high school kids. So all of these deals, like, that was one of the components that really lured me in to the situation with Gary, because Gary already has it on lock. And with G having it on lock, it opens the door. I have a personal interest with the NIL because I always had, Melo and I co-founded Team Melo Basketball out of Maryland, Baltimore. And those, you know, I see how it works. I see what these kids are looking for. They go on to college. So it worked hand in hand. It was perfect.
If you think, obviously, Vayner Basketball is just getting started, but, you know, if we fast forward a few years, what do you think, what kind of impact do you think you're going to have on the basketball space generally?
I think we have a major impact with, like I keep saying, repeat myself, with the, you know, the partnership of Gary and AJ and myself and Joey Middleton, and once Vayner Sports in the whole, they already have things up and running. The basketball is just another entity, but it could be like the strongest, you know, the lead point of the whole Vayner Sports overall. So leading into the future with all these, with basketball, it's just so many opportunities. You know, with football, they wear helmets, baseball, they got caps. It's so visual. Basketball, you know everybody. You know all the players. And the money is, you know, they got these new TV deals coming in. So it's going to be a lot. NIL, new TV deal. You're going to have guys making a ton of money. But, you know, it has to be genuine. Like, everything for me is organic with this. I keep it real 100%. You know, I try to, you know, stay the course. So I'm all for the player and the kid, because I was already doing it with Team Melo, so I see them from the youth. You got to keep them going. You got to invest in the kids. And my whole thing was making sure all my guys get scholarships, go to college for free. So it's just another piece. So I've seen both sides, and I've been doing it for so long. So it's an asset for me. But I see Vayner just, it doesn't even have to take over, you know, because we don't want it to be big. You know, we just want to be a top tier and make sure our clients are good and taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Bay Frazier, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
I appreciate you, man. Thanks for having me.
That's it for today. Fun fact about the NBA playoffs. For the first time in history, the eight teams in the second round represent each of the eight seeds, from the number one seeded Denver Nuggets to the number eight Miami Heat. And also, every matchup is great. Lakers versus Warriors is going to be pure entertainment. Celtics versus 76ers is the Eastern Conference Clash of the Titans now that the Bucks are out. Knicks and Heat have a ton of history together. And the Nuggets versus Suns with Durant, Paul, and Booker on that Suns team is just a great matchup. Thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow.